Sports Time today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I am Phil Nee. We'll check out some sports for you, including news of a Brewer win during Game 1 of the day-night doubleheader.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Today, the Wisconsin State Indoor Track and Field Championships are being held at UW-Whitewater. There are a few area athletes. Duncan Harper from Richland Center in the boys' 60 prelim ran a 7:24, and also the girls' 1600. Pearl Fretz with a time of 6:04.29. Danica Pauls with a pole vault of 10 feet in that action that was going on today in Whitewater. Ithaca Weston's Clayton Lee with a time of 4:29.63 in the 1600. Other athletes from around Southwest Wisconsin, Alea Schwem of Iroquois with an 8:36 in the girls 60. Also Elena Christensen with a time of 9:37 in the prelims for 60 meter hurdles. And also it was Angela Deal with a 2:39 in the girls 800. In the high jump, 5:02 for Hallie Gilman. And Prairie du Chien's Emery Campbell involved today as well with a shot put throw of 33:250. Garrett Mitchell hit a two-run double and then a three-run home run to help the Brewers beat the Royals 5-2 to open their split doubleheader. The five RBIs for Mitchell matched a career high, and they all came within the first three innings. Chad Patrick earned the win by scattering four hits and three walks over five innings for Milwaukee. Trevor Miguel with a ninth inning to earn his second save. Lane Thomas and Bobby Witt Jr. provided the only runs for Kansas City. Game number two begins with a pregame of 5:35 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Brewer prospect Cooper Pratt believes the security that comes from signing a long-term contract while in the minor leagues should take pressure off him as he works his way toward the major leagues. Pratt and his agent, Scott Boras, spoke to reporters via Zoom today, one day after the Brewers announced the shortstop had signed an 8-year contract through 2033 with club options for 2034 and 35. The Brewers didn't reveal financial terms, but a person familiar with the deal said it's worth $50.75 million. The Brewers apparently have a quirky new mascot, a tortoise named Bobby Jr. During a pregame interview Friday, manager Pat Murphy pulled out the tortoise as a joke instead of his usual pocket pancakes. It stems from a viral moment last season when Murphy was shown eating pancakes that he had pulled out of his hoodie pockets during a mid-game interview. So told that he couldn't have any pocket pancakes during an interview with Apple TV reporter Trisha Whitaker, Murphy presented her with what he thought was a pocket turtle instead. Turns out it's actually a tortoise. And given rules about reptiles on planes, Whitaker says she had to leave the creature in Kansas City with the team for now. Justin Verlander's long-awaited return to Comerica Park was a member of the Detroit Tigers. It has been put on hold. Verlander, the Major League's oldest active player at 43, was placed on the 15-day injured list with left hip inflammation. Verlander was scheduled Sunday night to make his first start in a Tigers uniform at Detroit's home park since 2017. Giannis Antetokounmpo says he's healthy and wants to play, even as the Bucks continue to say the two-time MVP is too injured to take the floor. Giannis missed a 10th straight game Friday against Boston due to what the team has described as a left knee hyperextension and bone bruise. Giannis hasn't played since landing awkwardly during a March 15th victory over the Pacers. Giannis told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and The Athletic that for somebody to come out and tell me not to play or not to compete, it's like a slap in my face. Coming up tonight, of course, the men's Final Four getting underway. In fact, they're underway with Illinois and UConn. Later on, Michigan and Arizona this evening. That's a look at sports on WRCO, courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Pine Valley Community Village, a 24-hour skilled nursing facility providing inpatient and outpatient rehabilitation therapy. Make it your choice for senior living. Richland Mobile Mart, open daily, offering deli-fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, cookies, donuts, automatic and self-serve car wash, and 24-hour mobile fuel. and Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories.